Welcome to the Generation Iron Podcast, featuring the biggest names in bodybuilding, fitness, combat, and strength sports world.
If you want to be a bodybuilding champion, it takes hours and hours every day of being dedicated and being passionate about it.
How's your boy here, Kai Green, a.k.a. Mr. Getting It Done?
Yeah, buddy!
Tune in to the GI Exclusives on the Generation Iron Airwaves.
Hello and welcome to this week's Generation Iron Podcast. Your host, me, Victor Martinez, along with Esan Ferrari, Vlad Yudin, and Edwin Mejia. We'll start off with the question of the week.
So again, another
week. We have
two
today, right? We have two questions.
We have a lot of questions, but we picked these two important questions that we thought were great. So the question of the day comes to us from Ahmad Imadali 3997, which I think we've hosted one of his questions in the past. The question is, he won again. I have a question for Victor. My height is 173 centimeters. My weight is 67. I'm consuming 200 grams of protein and 87 grams of carbs. Total calorie intake is a day is about 1450. Total meals are five plus protein shake. My fat body percentage is 5%. Of all I have mentioned, I'm on the right track, or is it something I am doing wrong, as I am aware that I'm on low carbs and a high protein diet? I do also have a cheat meal once a week, but then immediately after the cheat meal, I go and do cardio for 30 minutes on a treadmill.
Very detailed.
All right. So what do you think? What's that? 163 is what, like 5'7"?
Yeah.
5'8".
Yep.
And weighing 150, you're mad slim.
whoa.
So I could say, no, he's slim. I mean, the weight, the height, and then 5% body fat. Of course, you don't need cardio. I can only gather that you're trying to gain muscle mass from this. Eat more cheat meals. So your calorie intake is very low. It's very low. So you're not going to build anything. You're going to stay in shape, but you're not going to build any real muscle. You know, you have energy because, again, you're eating just enough to function, but not enough to really put on some real muscle mass, you know? So that being said, I don't know how you train or anything else. I don't really have a picture to gauge it in, but just by the stats you gave us and the numbers, I don't know what was his age?
He didn't give an age.
Didn't give an age. So that being said, if you are in high school, this is fine. If you're not in high school, let's say you're in your 20s, it's not good, you know. You're basically, again, in bodybuilding terms, almost slightly malnourished, you know. I mean, I don't know. You're probably not, but definitely eat more food. Let's skip the cardio because your body fat is 5%. If you're 5%, why the cardio? That's another thing I don't really understand.
Maybe to get his heart rate going?
If you hear what he said, after cheat meal, immediately I'm doing 30 minutes. He's guilty for eating more food.
Nah.
He has a food disorder.
Probably guilty, yeah. Good thing he doesn't throw up after he eats the cheat meal.
Have you met somebody like that, Vic? That they eat cheat meal and they throw up immediately?
Yeah, I did it, man. You know?
What? What?
You did?
You're out of here.
Yeah.
You're joking, right?
You're not joking. I didn't do it all the time, but it was just one of these things that.
Wow, you did that.
I mean, I had to. It was just Gil getting ready for the Olympia, 2005, circa 2005. I'm just freaking don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm a bit confused. It was one of those low carb days. And I passed by this muffin chocolate store. And I just load up the bags, ate it all like Cookie Monster. And they're just kind of like, what the hell did I do? And I'm like, I wasn't supposed to eat that. And then I just threw it up and ate a meal after.
Problem solved, right?
Problem solved, went to the gym, and it was just another regular day. But that was just one day. That's not a common thing. So you're eating the cheat meal. The point of a cheat meal is, you know, you've basically been dieting too long. You're going stir crazy following this diet. Boost the metabolism or, you know, regroup on the carbs, eat it, let your body absorb it, the next day, then you go along with your training. You know, you have to, you want to benefit from the cheat meal. Not, you know, so you're scrambling your body to a point that you're not benefiting from any of it. So
you think throwing up after meals like that in bodybuilding is people actually do that a lot?
People do it, of course. There's a bunch of bulimics in bodybuilding and all that.
I hear a few stories.
I heard models do it.
Eating and then throw out, put the finger, throw out.
Yeah.
I heard models do it. Like models, they do it. Like
yeah, same concept.
Same concept. Right?
It's still a thing.
But who does that though? Like he did it one time, but like.
I mean, I did it once. It wasn't.
That's
know.
So weird. You know, mentally.
Like, I was the one that, you know, if you're doing legs and you're just having a meal and you're getting ready for a contest, you don't want to throw up. That's calories, man. Regardless whether you're not looking good, you're not progressing, you don't want to lose that,
right.
You know, extra calories. You upped your cardio, you did hit cardio, but you don't want to be 5%, 5'8", 155 pounds. I mean, you need calories. You need calories.
This is back to the gentleman.
And again, that's why I kind of ask, are you, you know, in your mid-20s or are you in high school? If you're in high school, this is all good.
So the question is, do I continue with my clean plan? I guess no, don't continue with your clean plan. Get on a dirty plan.
Yeah, no, I would say, you know, eat a couple of clean meals. Eat a, you know, if you know, depending on your age, if you're in high school, there is no bad meal. You know, you're not overweight. Your body fat is low. Get your meals in. Let's bulk up, man, if that's what you want. If you want to stay in shape, keep going. Eventually, the hunger will come and you will start eating like a madman. So,
all right.
Train hard, man.
It's a good answer, Vic. This is Amadali 3997.
Yeah, so you're this week's winner. You have your choice of the Muscleman's Carnivore RTD, the Muscleman's Carnivore beef protein, best beef protein in the market. And thanks again for submitting your questions.
That would make me want to go anywhere else to just sit back, listen to some music.
Definitely recommend this clinic, yeah, definitely.
Another question of the day that came to us that we wanted to have addressed because it was a good one too. And, you know, obviously this comes from us, from Kelvin Author 8005. Kelvin, and his question is, hey, Vic, what do you think about eating egg yolk when you are about 1 month out to show day?
It's a competitor.
Egg yolk, there's nothing wrong with egg yolk, especially a month out. You know, a month out, your body's a furnace. You're burning, you're going through everything. An egg yolk is good fat. It depends how many. I mean, you're not going to eat 10 eggs and all of it is yolks and white and scrambled. Exactly.
You know?
So 10 egg yolks is not good for you?
No.
I mean, again, the cholesterol.
Why?
Cholesterol, your liver.
If you make it a number, how many eggs do you typically have in yours?
I usually like to have, for every 3 eggs, I put 1 yolk. Or every 4
every
sometimes.
Every 4 eggs, 1 yolk.
Yeah, every 4. So I could do sometimes 4 whole eggs, 4 egg whites.
It's so funny you mentioned that. Exactly. I mean, I never eat the yolk at all. But the funny thing, I've seen people eat the yolk like often.
Yolk tastes good, man. Yeah, yolk tastes good. A little
it's not good
yolk in there, and it's good fat. Again,
it's good fat, but the cholesterol comes in fast.
I mean, for you to actually have such a bad cholesterol effect, you really have to be really unhealthy. You know, to that point that, you know, I mean, you have heart disease, you're overweight, you're obese. You know, stay away from the yolk, man. You know, but if you're slim,
if he's a competitor, I'm assuming he's healthy and he's, you know.
Yeah, you're going to put it to good use. Because if your macros aren't right, you're not eating enough fat, you're not getting enough steak fat, you're not getting enough, you know, olive oil fat or anything, you know, the egg yolk is not going to kill you. If anything, it's going to benefit you because your body's going to utilize that.
One large egg has 186 milligram cholesterol.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
That's why I eat egg whites.
So who's the second winner at it? What's his name?
So the winner of that question is Mr. Kelvin Author 8005. You are this week's winner. Thank you for submitting your questions, everybody. And Kelvin, you get your chance of beef protein carnivore or the RTD version, which is also available and amazing for those who are lactose tolerant and also want a dairy free option.
It's the good fat there.
Or just beef go buy protein. Some. Or he can just go buy some eggs at the store and enjoy it.
Yeah. But I don't know about those egg beaters, though, man. It's the only thing I wouldn't eat.
People drink it out of the box.
Egg beaters?
Nah. Egg eaters. Egg beaters.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
It's never into it. Never like the texture.
Do you buy the carton, the white egg white carton, or you buy the egg white?
Oh, never liked it.
You crack the actual eggs on you.
It's never into it as much as I saw anybody I admire. It's just the texture, man.
Speaking of protein, Vlad has a protein source that he found. The day that went viral on Generation Iron.
Did
actually.
You guys see that video of the rats being fried?
Oh man, good old rats.
So the question is, you know, food is food. Food is food, right?
Depends what time of year or, you know, apocalyptic time we're in.
I understand, but the question is this: whether you get if the rat contains 20 grams of protein, hypothetically speaking. Does it matter if you get that protein source from a rat or from a chicken or from something else?
It's gross. Protein is protein. So gross.
Listen, man. I mean, will you eat a horse sandwich or a horse burger?
Yeah, he's actually. Have you actually?
Will you eat that?
I had to eat it.
Yeah, how was it?
It's fine. Don't judge
horse
me,
meat.
Bro.
It's good.
No, it was fine.
Man. I mean, you were in Canada somewhere.
No, horse meat. Horse meat is.
I ate it too. In Central Asia, they eat horse. It's a delicacy, you know. So I ate alligator too. You know, what, Florida, something like that.
I ate an ostrich. That was pretty good.
That's what I'm saying. So the point is protein is protein.
But we're talking about rats.
Yeah. Has anybody... Listen, I want
to... Let's
go
back to rats.
I want to ask our audience, has anybody had a rat or has anybody that you know have had a rat? If you have anybody that you know that has, please comment because I'd love to know.
I want to know what's the taste. No?
Yeah. And
but the question is...
Like? They'll probably say it tastes like chicken.
But if can it satisfy your protein needs? That's my question.
The part I don't get is they're wrapping it like a sandwich,
right?
Not even shaving it. Yeah, I understand the meat, cool, you know, protein.
That is kind of gross.
What benefit does the fur have?
That is disgusting.
Just the furry part, the fur, you know, picking the fur off your tooth or anything. Oh. And the tail, and it's like, why the tail? Can you just cut the tail?
Maybe the thing is because it's deep fried, it's going to look like...
You know. Well, when I eat fish, I don't like to see the head. I'm like, yo, keep the head in the back, you know? Like, don't give me the fish with the full head. I know it's a fish already.
Actually, on that topic, Vic, what has been, like, to you the most, I guess, incredible out-of-the-box meal that you've seen somebody eat?
Somebody else eat
in front of you, or animal. I mean,
In front of you.
What do you have anything in your mind that you've seen before?
Not on Instagram.
Cockroach,
fried, right?
That's big in Vietnam.
No, but disgusting. Were you there?
Yeah.
Oh, you ate it. You ate it too.
No, I didn't eat, but I saw it. People buy it. And
yeah.
roach. Yeah.
In Thailand, that's disgusting.
They eat grasshoppers like that in Texas. I haven't tried it, but I've seen it. Also in Texas.
Yeah, no, not in front of me, because if I see that, most likely I won't eat. I have a real sensitive stomach.
I know, you're totally sorry.
No, I can't even see. My stomach just close out and be like, I'm not eating for the rest of the day.
Back to the rats. If that's protein, Vic,
time I saw a rat being eaten, I think it was when I saw Terminator for the first time, remember? And they're chasing the rats.
Yeah.
The kid comes out, he's just holding it. We were like, hey, oh, that's nasty. But now it's a thing. It's real, man. Social media, everything's in your face now. It's a thing. Yeah, it's big in Asia.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's kind of gross.
China is the biggest consumer. I mean, you got to remember, it's rats,
dogs.
Roaches, dogs. I mean, they're going to survive the apocalypse. No doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen them eat dogs, actually. I've never seen them eat rats. But I do think that happens, yeah.
If you were competing, right, Vic, and it's all you can eat is rats, would you still compete?
I wouldn't be competing, man. I'll be a slim ballet dancer, probably. with a big ass head and tight leotard. But again, I don't judge anybody for what they eat. I mean, I'm the kind of person that you eat mayo next to me, I'm looking at you like, dude, just for mayo. I do that for mayo.
All right, so no rats for...
No. But again, it's different regions, different situations. I mean, you've seen the videos of people eating in India, you know, the guy serving sandwiches with his freaking toenail out and everything. There's no sanitation anywhere. And it's just, it's a way of life in most places, you know?
So we
built to survive.
So, yeah, I mean, that was one topic that came up that was viral in Generation Iron. And then another one, obviously, which is a consistent viral topic, is obviously the Joey Swole, right? He was in the gym. I think that there was this issue with this woman that was in the men's locker room. Right. She wasn't replaced, or she wasn't, you know, moved out of the men's locker room.
The manager refused to kick her out.
Right. Right. Although it was a woman in a male locker room.
Yeah.
Was she hot?
I remember.
That. I don't
That's
think
the only so. Question.
Joey Swole was complaining about it. Joey Swole was saying that she should have been removed by the manager, and she wasn't.
Nah, Joey, man. What's going on, Joey? Let me see the woman. Why should she be removed? What, was she causing a ruckus?
A woman was in a men's locker room.
Men's locker
room. I know. The question is, was she causing a ruckus? Was she...
I guess Joe thought it should not be the case. I don't know.
Come on, Joey, man. Lighten up, bro. What was she doing? It's not like the male in the female locker room, Planet Fitness.
So it's double standards, you're saying?
Always. Yo, I mean, women were in my locker room when we started. I was just normal, but it wasn't a big deal, you know? At the end of the day, you're in the locker room watching the guy's pose. It wasn't a thing, you know? So in what context is this woman in a male's locker room, and why is Joey Swole saying, she gotta kick her out? Like, what's going on? What's happening? So
I'm not sure.
Yeah, like, what's happening? You know, I think this guy that was in the female locker room, I think he was in there and he was shaving. It's like, first of all, you're a male and now you're shaving. It's like, dude, that's like it's two bad things there.
Well, Joey's been calling out a lot of these people. And
that's all he does.
He's doing a service, obviously, for the fitness community. So shout out to Joey for that. There's always a lot of controversy with people recording in gyms. It doesn't happen in my gym for some reason, because I'd send it to Joey right away. But it doesn't happen. So... Yeah. I mean, we'll see what ended up happening. Obviously, there's a lot of...
He said it was a complaint. Somebody filed a complaint.
Right.
And that's what the woman looks like. He's saying somebody had a complaint and the manager still refused to kick her out. That's what happened.
I know. It's probably one of those desperate women that really wants to find a boyfriend. And she went where they all are, you know, where they all kind of, you know, like I always say in the club. When you go to a club, you want to meet, you know, a girl, stand by the woman's bathroom.
Vic, when you worked in a tunnel, there was one bathroom, unisex bathroom.
It was normal.
I heard about
it. It wasn't like, oh my God, shocked. It was at the limelight, at the tunnel, at Sound Factory. It's just, you go to the bathroom, you go to your stall, you go, you know, either by the stall by yourself, you go to the stall with a woman. I mean, you're in the urinal, there's women walking
really
behind
like
you using the stall.
I heard it was like that.
Yeah, we never had a titty attack of a woman being in the same bathroom with the man.
Wow.
You know? Was never a thing.
The club.
It was normal. Any club in the 90s, any club in the early 2000s, it was normal. And again,
people shared bathrooms.
I mean, it was a shared bathroom.
Wow. You know?
Guys used the urinals, and some women actually used the urinals.
What do you mean?
Yeah, some women can actually pee standing up, man. Actually, wow. Have no. They did some, you know, lift the hood and you shoot straight out. I seen it many times, oh man. And I think one girl did it, and she actually almost, I think she peed better than the guys. And the guys actually cheered her on. They're like, yo. Girl.
That's you know, crazy. Well, I've never seen that before.
But everybody's, you know, tied up right now. You know, I'm telling you, she was a boss. Nobody harassed her. Nobody's just like, yo, it was just next to you know.
She got respect.
She got free drinks after that.
Well, all right. What's next on the agenda?
So the next thing is obviously, you know, we get a lot of questions as well about our training partners, how valuable training partners are at the gym. The question is it important to have a gym partner who is stronger than you to keep you growing? Now, that's a good question because personally, before COVID, I would go to the gym a lot with buddies or somebody else I'm working out with. Myself, I've seen myself not reach the same potential in terms of strength and in terms of reps than when I had a partner, right? So I guess that's a question for you, Vic.
A good motivating partner is what you need. A consistent partner, motivating partner. Equally, if not as strong, you know.
Is stronger better? If he's stronger than you, it's
better. No, not necessarily stronger, but definitely will go head to head with the intensity, at least, you know, and just kind of, you got to feed off each other. It's one of these things, you know, one more rep, you know. I think, you know, also a good spot, you know. You could do a few reps by yourself. Imagine you could push out an extra two more reps because a training partner is actually pushing you. So
true. Exactly.
You don't want a training partner that's kind of just not doing his part, you know, not motivating you to go one more rep, not motivating you to go one more set, you know. It's already waiting for the workout to be over instead of saying, you know what, this is great, let's go for more, you know. So you want to have that. You know,
yeah, and you guys advocate for that because obviously you have your coaches train. I mean, obviously, Hassan, right? You personally train your clients, and I think that's a big factor, being able to be pushed for that extra, right, extra rep that you don't think you have inside of you, and you need to have that partner.
One of the big questions every time the client asks me, what happened after I finish my session? I want to go to the gym. I always find that. Find a good partner, exactly what
a good said. Partner now
motivate you, push you, not all the time in the phone, hey, come on, it's your turn, you know, not like that, back to back working, pushing each other. I mean, the public gym, your partner is like your trainer. It doesn't matter if it's big, stronger or small.
Sure.
But if he's much weaker than you, let's say you load up the bench and then you like one guy has to take all the weight off and the other guy has to put it back on.
Yeah, like too extreme. Like I've seen that with guys training with the girlfriends. I'm like, it's cute. Do it on a Sunday, you know, but it's.
On a machine, it's easier. On a machine, right? But if you're using free weights.
You got the leg press, six plates, seven plates on each side. Then you got to take off four so your girlfriend can go there because she don't trust you training by yourself in the gym.
It takes an extra 20 minutes.
Like, come on, man. You know, it's like train with her, you know, when you're on vacation.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Some girls push hard, you know, when the girls kind of different, you know, at least kind of hang. Some girls are actually stronger than their boyfriends, you know.
Do you think that's okay? Man, be cool with that?
Well,
if you start dating somebody, they go to the gym together and she's stronger than him.
Yeah, man, you just got to pick up your game, man. That's all. You got to pick up your game. Hopefully she's motivating you to want to go harder and heavier. You know, so that's good. At least if the girl will probably push you and get you the gains that you lack, you know, and that's good. It's not bad, you know.
Do you prefer a partner, Vic, or do you prefer by yourself?
No, either way, it works for me. Either way, it works for me. But a few times I would train with somebody, then I found out after a little while, I'm like, he's just getting free training sessions.
Could you train with us? Right?
So I had a boogie on out.
Right? Oh, shit.
No, I'm busy. Training a different gym now.
You gotta pay, people. Listen, Vic, do you train or would you train and do you enjoy training with your partner or your significant other?
No, we have. We used to train, I think, back in Golds again, but it was different, you know, a workout to just get the workout. But it wasn't the kind of workout I would have with one of my friends.
Yeah, I never see bodybuilders.
It was a different kind of workout.
Yeah, I very, very rarely see bodybuilders training with their girlfriends. Or their wives.
I see them going to the gym together, but they work out separately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because generation shot.
And again, it's you. I seen it when a guy meets a girl, the first few months, the honeymoon, train together. That's cute, you know.
Right.
But come on, man. You really want to step it up a notch, you know. It's just not going to happen with the girl, man. It's just not going to happen. And especially when the girl's always training glutes four times a week, you know, and you know, I mean, I'll see
you
glute improvements
and
everything is glutes. RDLs, glutes, and just kind of, you know, yeah. And then I see you doing the same kind of pose with them with the side chest and the butt cheek out. Like,
what if you're in the gym, right, and you're working out, and then some guy, random guy, like, looks at you and says, hey, why don't you try it this way? What would you do in the situation?
I'll just kind of size them up. Depending on what body part it is, I'll be like, let me see. You know, it's got to make sense. It's got to make sense. You know, give me advice. Yeah. If my form was all, probably, I mean, but definitely.
But your form would not be all.
I mean, I train, you know, and the gym was mostly amateurs, so it's not, you know, it's not going to happen. You know, I mean, I think.
Vic, trust me, Vic, do it this way. This way, you would have won that 0-7. You would have did it this way.
I mean, I think one guy that I was training, you know, I don't train heavy anymore. I think came up and he's like, oh, it's your light day. I was like, yeah, I'm saving it for your mother later.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
You know, I don't train heavy. It's just, I'm not going to go heavy right now. You know, like Lee Haney would say, I don't annihilate, I stimulate. That's it.
Man. All right.
Thank you guys for joining us in this week's podcast. Please follow us, like, and remember, want to see any of our prior podcasts, go to iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, wherever you stream your podcasts.
Visit GenerationIron.com for even more GI exclusive content on all things bodybuilding, fitness, combat, and strength sports. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this show on Apple Podcasts or wherever podcasts are downloaded.
Hey, yo, listen up, man. Milk is for baby. Beef built muscle. You hear me? Yeah, I said it. Beef built muscle. Colorful Nation, baby. RTDs, baby. On the go. Let's get it. Milk is for babies. Beef it up with Colorful RTDs. 40 grams of protein. Zero fat, zero sugar, zero lactose.